Welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. In this week's episode, Adam's off to the RAF Museum. It's the Museum of the Royal Air Force, and it is packed with planes and activities that you can do. We're paying them a visit, plus we're giving you stuff that you can do at home. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a fun kids presenter doing something awesome. This week, Adam is off to the Royal Air Force Museum in Hendon.
Okay, hi, I'm Tiny. I'm one of the access and learning officers here at the RAF Museum. And one of my particular areas of responsibility is with early years and families. And so we're here at the entrance to our new exhibition called Higher, Faster, Further, which is all about the period between the First World War and the Second World War. And I see you picked up one of our resources here. So we have created, in our team, we've created a whole lot of things for families to do when they visit, because we are a very big site. Children get need lots of stimulation as they go around. So these are ideas for parents to chat with their children about, which are quite science-based. So these ones are particularly suitable for children who are over the age of seven. So I wouldn't use this with very little ones. They might be a bit confused. But things like, how do things fly? Why things design the way they are? How do you get out of a plane if it's crashing? That kind of thing. So all sorts of different things that we do.
Well, okay, so we're looking at, is this a floor plan?
So that's a floor plan to give you a rough idea. So if you were wanting to find the Wessex helicopter, which used to be the Queen's helicopter, it's just giving you an idea of where you could go and find that to answer the questions. And these ones, this particular one, is all about helicopters, because it's about how you can fly if you don't have wings.
Wow, okay.
Because they use the rotor blades rather than wings.
Should we go and try and answer?
Absolutely.
Some of these questions.
Why not?
Should we find a Wessex right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. So if we head down through the exhibition. Hello, everybody. Hi. Hi, guys. Did you have a nice lunch? Did you save me any lunch?
I'm Rob Woods. I'm the public events manager for RAF Museum London.
There are lots of school groups in right now. You might be able to hear loads of kids in the background. Why is this such a great place for kids and families to come to?
So we've really worked hard over the past year to sort of change our reputation to be a place that young aviators can come and learn a little bit of something about aeroplanes and everything, but it's also about having fun and doing a lot of informal learning. We've done that countless times. We did it last year with we had Jet and Space Week and planetariums and all these sorts of things. Basically, from parents' point of view, they can see it as a place that get the children out of the house, but the children will absolutely love it when they get here, because they get dwarfed by all the aircraft that are about. So Easter holidays is going to be titled Space Race and Fly. It's all going to be around science, technology, engineering and maths. We're going to have the planetarium is back, as previously mentioned, but we're going to have a lady come along and she does science and math shows with massive bubbles. So she's going to do that. But then we also have smaller things like Airfix. We have a paper aeroplane designing contest. Somebody managed to get 19 meters last year. So
sounds like a record.
It is. Yeah, he really sort of wazzed it down the Horton Gallery. I was a bit worried that my runway wasn't going to be long enough. So that's kind of Easter. But as we move into summer, we're hoping to have something really exciting that we're going to title Flying Theatre, and building upon hopefully the success that we have in February, that we're going to have a bigger show that's brought in that will explain even more of the stories from the RAF that often get left behind. But we're going to have that down here and also up in the Midlands site as well.
All right, so should we have a look at one of our questions then?
Let's do just that. So the Wessex has one set of rotor blades on the top and a small tail rotor on the back. And the question is, what would happen if the Wessex didn't have a tail rotor?
So what do you think? Any ideas?
The blades on top is what would help it go up and down.
Yep.
I'm going to assume the blades on the back, which are pointing to the side, help it steer in some way, help it go left and right. So if it didn't have a tail rotor, I'm going to assume that they'd just go round and round in circles.
They literally would go round and round in circles, not just like in a big, big circle, but the helicopter wouldn't be steady and it would spin instead of the rotor blade spinning. So the pilot would get very dizzy as the rotor blade spin in one direction, the fuselage, the main body of the helicopter, would spin in the other.
Wow, that would
so
be...
So you'd literally just be like on a waltzer.
Like you're in a blender.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be...
Yeah. So a bit stressful. So yes, so some helicopters have these rotor blades, these tail rotors, and others would have double rotor blades, so they'd have them at the front and the back and they would spin in opposite directions.
Ah, okay.
To make sure that it didn't do that same thing of going round and round in circles. So yeah, one of the most famous ones is a Chinook helicopter, which is we've got the front part of in Hangar 6. You can actually get inside and have a little look around.
This place is absolutely massive.
It's huge.
Isn't it? When we're talking about hangars, we're talking about aircraft hangars.
Absolutely.
That you've basically stitched together.
Yes.
How big is the site? If somebody's going to come here, how long are they going to be
here
for?
We would recommend at least 2 to 3 hours. Obviously, if you want to have a real in-depth look, you probably want the whole day. But if you want to just have a quick look around, 2 to 3 hours would be fine. And there's lots of things for children to do alongside these sort of challenge sheets. There's all sorts of different things. So when you come in through Hangar 1, for instance, which is the first building you come to, this tells the story of the RAF from 1918, which is when it was formed. And so there's lots of things in there that tell you all about the RAF, including some of the planes from those eras. And there's a mini plane for each aircraft there, so the children can actually get into a small biplane or a small Spitfire or a small Red Arrows plane and pretend they're being the pilots. So they can actually do that. You can also walk through one of our flying boats. There's a flying boat in Hangar 1. You can actually get right inside it and see what life might have been like for the people who were serving on there. It was a Second World War plane. It was used for looking for submarines out at sea. They would just be there for hours. So there's even a toilet inside the plane. So yeah, children often find that a bit surprising.
Wow, where does it go? Yeah, I'm not sure I want to know where the toilet goes.
You probably don't. I think we won't share that one.
No, gross. Okay, and then what else? So we're in Hangar...
This is Hangar 345. So yeah, the 6 hangars all together. 345 is 3 that are all together, and it's got the most planes in it. A lot of it's telling story of the Second World War. So there's a whole load of things all about the Second World War that you can find. There's a film that you can watch, which is about the Battle of Britain. So you can sit down and do that. We also have digital trails. So we've got ones that you can use on your phone. So including one where it's a sound trail. So as you press play, it plays a sound and you have to see if you can find the object or the item that responds to that sound. So they go onto our website, and if you're coming with a family, for instance, there's a page for families. So basically it's in the main thing about coming to the museum. There's a page all about what families can do. So you can look down there. There's also a separate page for events. So if you're looking for a particular thing you might want to do. So in the public events, people will tell you more about them. In the holidays, there's always things for families to do. But if you're coming like on weekends or during the week, there's all sorts of things that you might want to make use of on there. So one of the things, for instance, that you would ask for as you come in is backpacks. So we have backpacks where it's just got a few bits and pieces in that would help you with exploring. So some binoculars, there's a little RAF bear that you can take around with you as a little mascot, magnifying glass, compass, little things like that. There's a story to sit and read together. So there's all sorts of things like that you might want to just make use of. There's a play area. So it's an outside play area, so it might not be great if it's a rainy day, but on a sunny day, it's a perfect place for children to let off a bit of steam as well. And it's themed on what we've got here. So one of the things on the play area looks like one of our buildings. So it's actually part of the heritage of the site as well.
All right, thank you so much, Adam. You can find out more by searching for RAF Museum. Now, for something that you can do at home.
Attention aviation enthusiasts and future pilots. Today, we're soaring through the skies of a craft that will have you flying high, a paper plane squadron. The Royal Air Force Museum is a tribute to the courage and innovation of aviation pioneers. Today, we're honouring their legacy with a crafty twist. For this craft, you'll need sheets of paper, markers or coloured pencils, scissors and tape or glue. If you're ready to take flight and join the squadron, gather these materials and let's get started. In step one, begin by folding a sheet of paper into a classic paper plane shape. You can find instructions online or experiment with different designs. Time for step two. Once you've folded your first paper plane, decorate it with RAF-inspired designs. Add roundels, stripes, or other markings using markers or coloured pencils. Step three. Repeat the process to create a fleet of paper planes, each with its very own unique design. Here's step four. Arrange your paper planes in formation, ready to take to the skies on daring missions. And the final step, step five, use tape or glue to secure the planes in place, ensuring they stay airborne during your imaginary flight. Well done, young pilots! You've crafted your very own paper plane squadron, ready to soar through the skies with the Royal Air Force.
Thanks, Georgia! And just like that, we're done! Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to at any time. If you want some more suggestions of stuff to do, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon!